Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Tuesday, November 26th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in again, wherever you're located around the globe. And for those in the United States, we celebrate our Thanksgiving in 2 days on the 28th, and that is in the States. Now, in Canada, you celebrate it in October, and I cannot remember the actual date in October for our neighbors to the north. They already had their Thanksgiving, but they might just have a turkey sandwich on our Thanksgiving. Just saying. I hope so.
Mm.
I hope you can. All right, so let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be another beautiful teaching that can help us and edify us and just strengthen us in the Word of God. Lord God, we just thank you for this time of Thanksgiving. Thank you that for us, every day should be Thanksgiving Day. Every day is a day to give thanks and to thank you for all your many blessings that we have. Thank you for everything that you're doing for us to make this a reality for us, this blessing. And thank you for the very air we breathe, the very everything that we have we owe to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, special time of the Big Call. Special time tonight to listen to the teaching that you found us. And I know it's big for Bob and I to make comments on it and for you to comment on it. And I hope it's something that all of us in Big Call Universe will love and appreciate.
Well, that's beautiful, Bruce. And you know what the best part for me is the calling out a special dedication.
Mm.
So today I want to dedicate this to just somebody who shines and is so spectacular, Ms. Andrea. Wonder if she's listening.
Mm. Yes.
Very, very beautiful, radiant being. And
yes,
another that I haven't, has sort of been doing other things, but Ms. Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I'm going to dedicate this to the highest in all things and everything that matters.
Yeah.
Causing you to forget is coming. We all go through things that are unfair, through situations that cause heartache and pain. We were doing the right thing, but somebody walked away. Or we came down with an illness, or our child got off course. It's easy to get discouraged and think that's our lot in life, that everyone lives with disappointments. But if you stay in faith and don't get bitter, God is going to bless you in such a way that you don't remember the pain of the past. Yes, you went through difficulties, things you don't understand, but now you're so blessed, so fulfilled, so happy that you don't dwell on who hurt you, what didn't work out, or how you weren't raised in a healthy environment. You may not totally forget it, but it's not on the top of your mind as it used to be. You don't wake up thinking about it, and you don't go through the day sour. You're too blessed to be angry, too blessed to be bitter, too blessed to hold a grudge, and too blessed to think about what didn't work out. This is what happened with Joseph. He had a lot of unfair things happen to him. He was betrayed by his brothers, thrown into a pit, and eventually sold into slavery. It's one thing for people to be against you, but this was his own brothers, the people who should have loved him. That made it much more painful. As a slave, he was falsely accused of a crime by the master's wife and put in prison for several years. Then one day he interpreted a dream for Pharaoh, who was so impressed that he put Joseph in charge of all of Egypt. Joseph ended up bringing his whole family to Egypt, including the brothers who threw him into the pit. He gave them a place to live and provided them land to grow their crops. One day, Joseph and his wife had a baby. The scripture says, Joseph named his first son Manasseh. For, he said, the Lord has caused me to forget all my troubles and the pain of my past. Joseph had been through all kinds of hardships, betrayals, injustice, and lonely nights. But now, God had blessed him in such a way that he didn't think about the heartache he'd been through. He was so fulfilled, so grateful, that he didn't live bitter because of his brothers or upset because he'd spent years in prison. He was so blessed, so favored, that he didn't have time to be angry or to try to pay people back. He was too overwhelmed with the goodness of God. As with Joseph, you may have had things come against you that weren't fair. Perhaps you did your best, but a dream didn't work out, or your marriage didn't make it, or you lost a loved one. It was painful. Thoughts whisper, it's never going to change. This is as good as it gets. Just learn to live with it. No. Get ready. Manasseh, which means causing to forget, is coming. God is going to cause you to forget. He's going to bless you in such a way that you don't remember the pain of the past. It's not going to be on the forefront of your mind. You're going to be filled with so much gratitude for all God has done that you won't think about what you've been through. And we talk a lot about letting go of the past, forgiving the people who hurt us, and not reliving disappointments. That's important. But sometimes it's hard not to think about what went wrong. You're going to wake up thinking about how blessed you are instead. You're not going to go through the day feeling discouraged by the loss and carrying the heaviness. God is going to turn things around to where all you can think about is how grateful you are. You're going to have a deep satisfaction, a joy that you can't explain, and suddenly, what happened? You gave birth to Manasseh. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Wow, I love that, Sue. That's a really good, and I could not remember the significance of Manasseh until you mentioned that in this teaching. But it's a very good teaching, and I thank you so much for bringing that to us tonight. And I have a story that I'm going to tell that I think ties in pretty well with your teaching. I was watching an Oral Roberts University service a few days ago, and it was a story about our friends down under in Australia and how Australia was settled by, let's just call them convicts, because that's what they call them, in England. And they sent out 7 ships, and they didn't really care where they landed as long as they didn't stay in England. They sent out 7 ships. 3 of the 7 ships made their way to the shores of Australia. It's a long sail, but they got it in, they got there, and when they arrived, they weren't sure whether they wanted to stay there for some, I think it was snakes or something else that might have spooked them, but they just weren't sure. And so this was around 2 or 3 in the morning of the morning they landed, or the next morning that they landed, the captains of the 3 ships got together and said, okay, we got here, We're going to stay here. We're going to learn to love this beautiful, huge island, which is very big now, and we think of it, it's about the size of the United States. And so what they did was they said, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to burn our ships down. There'll be no way to escape off of the island to go anywhere. So here's what he said. He said, light a fire. Forget the past. Burn down the ships. Don't look back. Light a fire. Burn down the ships. Forget the past and don't look back. And that's what they said, and that's what they did. And it's a lesson that we can take today to take everything that is of no value for us to carry forward and burn it down, obviously symbolically, and just forget the past and don't look back. We have so much to look forward to today in the present and in our future. So I thought that was a story that I really enjoyed. Thank you, ORU. Thank you, Pastor Freddie. And thank you for the opportunity to use that tonight to comment on your teaching, Sue. Bob? We're going to symbolically light a fire, burn down the ships, and forget the past and don't look back. What would you say to this teaching that Sue brought us out tonight?
Yeah, I just love the story and the focus on God that allowed for such a person who some would say was a tortured soul to be so grateful and happy. And I started thinking about being grateful as well and thinking about looking back over the year, because we're coming close to the end and it is the time of Thanksgiving, and looking at our own selves in this light and looking back to all of the good things that we were able to do over the past year. The times when we did our very best, the times when we helped someone. And we could spend a long time thinking about that. Get out a calendar that maybe where you were keeping track of meetings you went to or your journal, and go back and give yourself praise for all the good that you did. And maybe at that same time, you might notice a couple of times when you didn't do things the way you wanted, and that's the part that you burned down. And you don't have to actually burn it, but you could use, you know, the magic shears of revision and imagine that you're snipping out those times and replacing them with the vision that you want in your timeline, and bring that forward. And then thank God for the forgiveness during those times when you weren't your best. And maybe even list those things down so they can have a ceremonial burning where you can tear up that piece of paper, and maybe even actually burn the piece of paper.
Right.
That makes it even more real. And list all the good that you can remember. List them all down. And then praise God for the guidance, for the word, for the words of guidance we've been shown since we were little children. And thank God that that was there so we could perform good things. And thank God for our incredible neuroplastic brain that's adaptable and capable of improvement, so each year we can be more and more what God wants us to be. And even though there may have been very hard times, as there was in the story, we can say, okay, when I was having hard times, was I still able to do good, even in the face of that difficulty? And maybe the answer is yes, maybe it's no. If it was no, again, snip it out, replace it with a vision of how you wanted to act in the face of that difficulty, and celebrate like crazy, because for people on the big call, we're people who have this natural tendency to want to do good for others, and we all have the good we do now and have great visions for the good we'll do in the future with the blessing. And so celebrate the good you did this year and affirm yourself in the image of God, and celebrate now for all the good you're going to do next year as well.
It's good, Bob. That's lovely. I love the way that you put that together and what that means and how we should do it. I like the SNP technology. I love that substitution. And I like the fact that we can kind of account for the things that we did that were good this past year and what we anticipate being like next year. Yeah, it's excellent. All right. Very good, Bob. Sue? What did you think of the teaching, and did it say anything unique or different to you?
Well, I love the teaching because, and I like the way you both captured this in two different ways, because it spoke to the power of choice and the power to choose what you're giving your attention to. And I thought it was really fascinating that Bob used the word celebration so much, because I'm going to be talking about that in my segment.
Mm-hmm.
And what it's about, I mean, this is where it's going to get really, really fun in the future. Bob is talking about neuroplasticity, the ability to rewire how your perception runs through your nervous system. And that's going to be, we're going to be taking the best of scripture and then being able to very precisely have all around us people that are practicing this. Think about the momentum you feel, the energy you feel, when you're giving your attention to your faith, no matter what. Think about this. I couldn't believe I was pulling this up. Think about how you could celebrate yourself for just these things. I was thinking, like, where did COVID go? And masks, and that we got through that. And we got through the election, the previous election. And you're walking through the RV, and you're able to hold the tension between the wish of your heart, and I'm going to be talking about that in my segment, that which your heart has wished for all your life. All your life. Like everything that matters. There's one wish in your heart that you've wished for all your life. And when you can forget the lack of that wish, and when you can forget all the negative, and when you can forget, I mean, like we all forgot, like how come, it's like if you can learn to regulate where you're putting your attention and celebrate where you're going and celebrate that you know the desires of your heart and that you intend to have them because God promised them? That's why I love this teaching. Because when you're living in that state of the better is coming, the new is coming, that no matter what, you follow your heart, which is everybody on this call. They're energized by something bigger, not just the horizontal plane, but the vertical plane. And no matter what, even if they're, you know, like at 50%, every single person that are listening to my word survived COVID, survived. Do you remember what we went through? You could think of yourself as the most incredible group of people to be believing in the RV, to be believing in med beds, to be staying with this call no matter what. Because why? Because your heart is with Christ. And that is what you celebrate. And that is who you are. And every time you come to this call, you get stronger, clearer, more committed, and it becomes more and more your truth. And if nothing else, take a look at who you are right now, and there's not a single person who's listening to me speak who hasn't gotten so much stronger in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something to cause you to forget everything that wasn't you, to step into who you're being and will become even more of.
That's great, Sue. That's beautiful. I love the way you put that together. That's excellent. And we're going to celebrate you. I celebrate you, and I celebrate Bob and everybody on the Big Call and Big Call Universe that followed along with what you said. You know, it's true. Not everybody that was here 4 years ago is still here today. That's true. But, you know, those of us who are here now survived the last 4 years, too. And that was saying a lot. That
huge.
Is saying a whole lot. You know? And I'm excited about where we're going in the next 400 years. So thank you, Sue. That was a great teaching, and I enjoyed it. I loved hearing what Bob had to say. I loved what you said. Wow. So thank you for that, Sue. That's really strong. Let's before we go to your segment, Sue, let's go see what if we have any praise and praise reports, etc., that there might be for today. And I'll just speak till you're ready. So
thank you.
Obviously, we've got Thanksgiving in a couple of days, and I want to put this out there now.
I got it.
We're not planning to have a call on Thanksgiving night. Two nights from now, Thursday the 28th, we will not be having a big call on Thursday night. And we'll miss you. But this is time for families, time for everybody to enjoy Thanksgiving. And hopefully the intel that I have tonight will pan out and we won't even need to have a big call on Thursday night. Okay, Sue, when you're ready. Thank you.
This is from Pastor Scott. Yay, Pastor
good.
Scott. Tonight's praise is for my daughter. I'm just checking something. Who graduated high school a year and a half early, plus has a year of college classes already. very proud of her, walking in God's favor. My prayer is that this RV happens soon. We know it's God's timing, but let's go, God. Showtime. Which we can all help to shape, Pastor Scott. Go quantum, go quantum, go quantum. Be blessed.
Go quantum or go home.
Yeah, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, good. Pastor Scott. That's really good. Yeah, that's great. All right.
It's just so hard to believe. It's just so hard to believe. Okay, now we're on to Genia. 2 days until Thanksgiving, 11/26, 28/24. 25 days until the first day of winter, 12/21/24.
Right.
25 days until the. But you know what? I meant to say this to Bob last. I think it was last week, and he was talking about like how things are going. I was just waiting for him to say, and it's very, very dark.
Dark. Yeah, I know. Wait till the 21st of December.
Oh, I know, I know. And then it's all uphill from there. Okay, 25 days until the first day of winter. You only have 25 days, and then it starts going up. 29 days, I can see you smiling. Just stop it, Bob. I can see. 29 days until clairvoyant. Christmas, 12/25/24. 35 days until New Year's, 1/1/25.
Right.
Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, whether in words or deeds, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Good Grief Day, Tuesday, 11/26/24. As the old Charlie Brown saying goes, be yourself. Nobody can say you're doing it wrong. That's good. That's really good. National Kaiwanon Day. Wow.
Hold on.
I know. Hold on. Wednesday, 11. We know that Jeannie edits this, so we're just going to have patience. Wednesday, 11/27/24. Tie an apron on and cook up some love and kindness today. I know.
Oh, I get it. Tie one on day.
I know some people that are cooking for Thanksgiving and are not of the female gender. What do you love about America Day? In other words, not gender stereotypical. Wednesday, 12/27/24. This is the day for you to remember all that's great about this country and give thanks. Thanksgiving, Thursday, 12/28/24. Thanksgiving, a rare celebratory holiday without an established gift-giving component. National Day of Listening, Friday, 11/29/24. There's something interesting for everyone to say or hear. So listen up, with heart and hand, to the hands that pray, by John Rutter. For all the blessings you granted us, Lord, give us thankful hearts, we pray, for life and health and happiness, and for the gift of each new day. For all our families and loved ones, the friends we meet along our way, we thank you, Lord, they are your gifts. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. But there is one who never changes through all eternity the same. Be with us, Lord, forevermore. Alleluia. We praise your holy name. Thanksgiving Day, which is on Thursday, November 28th, wishing everyone a blessed and happy Thanksgiving. We're thankful for everyone on this big call. We know that, and the millions, and the Tuesday and Thursday. We're all thankful for our Big Call family giving us an opportunity for praying and listening and learning new things together. Thank you so much. What joy it is that we're able to gather together and pray and give praises to you. We're grateful and thankful for the freedom we share, the opportunities we enjoy, and the promise of our dreams and ideas with this blessing and for generations of tomorrow. Thankful for Pastor Scott and his three times praises, May everyone be blessed with be thankful, grateful, and kind. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was very, very nice. I love that additional rhyming prayer in that. That was really good. Thank you.
Yeah, that was cool, huh?
Yeah, Taiwan On Day tomorrow, huh? Okay. I get it now. I get it. That's a good idea. Ty get it. Right, Sue? Ty get it.
Ty get it, I guess. Yeah.
Ty went on. Yeah. But seriously, folks, thank you very much, Pastor Scott, Jeannie, for that, those praise reports. Mini praise report, Sue. Talked to Tom, who had the stroke.
Uh-huh.
He's been home, and he's walking without a cane, walking without a walker. He says he's going a little bit side to side, but, you know, he's getting there. And he's definitely just making great progress. Thanks, everybody, for lifting him up for me in prayer all these many weeks. All right, Sue, thank you for that. Anything else?
That's it,
okay.
Bruce.
Thank you. Let's go ahead and, Sue, let's talk about, in your segment, what is happening, what's going on in the way.
Uh-huh.
I know we had really good response on Golden Wisdom Bundles, but really super response on the MedBed pop-ups, I call them, the MedBed classes, the two classes. And tell us whatever else you want to talk to us about, Sue.
I want to talk about really an exercise for life, which is going to help people going forward, because I feel so fortunate to be able to, you know, I've spent over 30 years working one-on-one and in groups with people, but especially with this group, I feel very, very close to what people are inspired by, challenged by, and especially, you know, all of us, including me. You know, what we've walked through in these past, being with Bruce for 9.5 years and Bob for 9.5 years, but particularly the last 5. So I'm going to talk about how to wire in celebration, and really celebration of your faith, and why that's going to be really important. I'm going to give you a really super free tool so that you can just immediately, starting tonight, tomorrow, begin to understand the science and the spirit of what Christ was speaking about. But I first want to read a testimonial that came in just like 20 minutes before the call. Sue and team, I'm writing to let you know that my husband and I have been immersed in your Golden Wisdom Bundle. As you suggested, the first class and the MedBed 65 Comprehensive Benefits class since last week. The way you present the information, the way you make it simple and clear, and yet introduce the possibilities and ways to navigate both post-redemption and during the MedBed experience are simply amazing. And we want to thank you for the time it must have taken you to put all this together for us. I thought we would pay it forward so others could have the awareness of these extremely valuable tools of knowledge. Yours in Christ, E&P. So thank you for that. It's really, really kind. And here's what makes the Golden Wisdom Bundle. So people are buying Golden Wisdom Bundle with the MedBed pop-up, and we called it a pop-up because it was like a last-minute decision to go forward after having. Can you talk about the med beds? Can you do a class on the med beds?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the pop-up aspect. But what we do is we show people, I'm going to speak to the med bed part, how you're going to have a 15-minute interview. Most people haven't given time or space or really been around anybody that has them reflect and really knows, because they've been next to the people that are kind of running the program, really knows what's possible, what's not, what can you ask for, get your imagination going, get you thinking out of conventional medical and into research-based, organic options, 65 of them, where you can ask for improvement. So what we do is we walk you through, okay, how are you going to review that material? How are you going to make those decisions? And you're going to hear it in a class. And this is true for the Golden Wisdom Bundle. You're going to hear it in a class. And the Journal of Learning Spaces, which is a peer-reviewed learning science magazine, found that people that experience learning environments as a group have a 20% increase in retention and a 35% increase in engagement compared to solo learning. So even though you're listening to the replay, the fact that your brain is going to activate the social regions of your mind, that's a lot. That I would, Bruce and Bob, I would say that one of the biggest components of why people have taken so many of our classes is because you're wiring your brain at a deeper level in that social environment, learning, hearing other people's comments, realizing there are other people in the same boat wanting to learn things. All of that is in the Golden Wisdom Bundle of 5 courses that are going to take you through all these new considerations I guarantee you've never thought of, from how to build your team to how you're going to have to maybe create a work environment to how you're going to navigate your family. It's not being told to you what to do. It's helping you reflect and choose what to do. And that's another. The rhythm, the pace, the information, all of those are very, very unique and very, they're all based on scientific and emerging proven research and Christ's teaching. So they're really very rich, very integrated combination of components. Golden Wisdom Bundle, some people want just the Golden Wisdom. Some people are buying the Golden Wisdom and the MedBed 100 is what we're calling it, which is the comprehensive package on how to navigate that. And some people are just doing the MedBed. It's all up to you. But here's the exercise, and this is really important, really important. I've noticed a lot of people, and I wrote it to the people that take a lot of the classes called the People of Divinity or POD. And Christ said, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Mark 11:24. And I was watching a show with Bruce and I talked about where a friend of mine that had sent this show to me. And here's what I was watching and I was freaking out. Remember, Bruce? Here's what most people are around. People that are not choosing what they intend. You choose it, and you let it go. But most people's thought environment is so impoverished by the people that are around them in negative moods, in doubtful moods, in wishy-washy, like a little bit of this, a little bit of that, where the most acute and chronic is, oh, it didn't happen again. Here's the cure for that. And it's a very integrated cure. And it's just because most people don't know this. Here's your little free tip. Everybody's had faith and then probably seen it collapse. So you're saying, okay, I want the RV, I want the 800 numbers, and it didn't happen again. And people get excited, and they, you know, get like, okay, it's really going to happen. And then it doesn't happen. And that actually does really cause stress. It can cause you so you lose your faith. I have a whole thing ready for next Tuesday to talk about it a little in depth in my segment, because I've researched it, because I've witnessed it so much in myself and in others. Here's your solution. I've also noticed when I talk to Bruce, or I'm talking about some contacts of ours, I said, are they excited? He goes, they don't get excited. But guess what? And Bob knows this. When you celebrate, and I'm calling for a massive revolution in celebration. Celebration is faith and learning. Celebration is when you say, oh my gosh, we're going to hear Bruce talk tonight, and I get to raise and hold my faith and wire. It's called myelination. I get to deepen the wires in my brain that are holding the possibility with 18 million people for this to go through. And you are actually changing the timeline and the possibility, because that energy goes out. Now we're getting quantum. That goes out scientifically. It's been measured by Princeton Electromagnetic Anomaly Research Lab. It gets measured, and it goes out, and it changes things. So here's your practice. Instead of getting discouraged or having your head go up and then it's not there, stay in relative celebration. Say, I'm going to choose to celebrate when I did something good today, like listening to this call. I'm going to celebrate that. I'm going to celebrate that we're now putting together the right finger and the left finger, faith and science. And when I can hold that I am walking, just like Jesus said when, you know, walking on water, and was it Peter that fell into the water, Bruce? Because he doubted.
He took his eyes off Jesus. Yep.
He took his eyes off the celebration. That was a celebration. That was going beyond what he knew. That's what we all have to learn how to do. You have to learn to celebrate that no matter if you fall down or something else falls down, that you still get up and celebrate that. If you celebrated when your love does something like appreciates you or says, wow, isn't it nice to know, whatever, you celebrate that. You share that. Every time you can celebrate, you heard Bob say it, every time that you can celebrate that you're speaking clearly to 18 million people and it's just pouring through you, you celebrate that. Every time you're listening to somebody speaking to you and they're just pouring out their heart, you celebrate that there are people like that in your life because you're in that circle. If you celebrated every time you experienced a little bit of good, you celebrated, the science is going to tell you that your nervous system, your energy, your light, and your heart will feel the wish of your heart. And the only thing you need to do is to remember to celebrate that Christ is in you, that Christ's power and purity is reconstructing every little atom of your being, and that you're learning how to do that pre-RV. That's what you celebrate. That's what you celebrate. But if you want to get the practice, the daily practice, to be with a group of people that are so committed, they show up for, what, 180 classes? Because they know what to celebrate. They know they've got to wire their brain for something new. They know they can't be conventional. They know they can't go back to the old ways of thinking. They know they have to be strong, really strong, fun, joyful, exuberant in Christ. If you want to get access to that, send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. That's not inter, it's into, integrated minds@hushmail.com, and put golden, but this is what people that want both, they go golden and medbed 100. Or you can just say medbed 100, or you can just say golden. And here's how this is going to work. When you send that to us, we have to do it in small batches. Just let us know that you're interested in it. It's in our outgoing email now. Keep your eye on your email two or three times a day. Two or three times a day. Be looking for us responding to you. Be looking for us sending an invoice. Even if it's 3 days later, we have a lot of people that are really inspired by our passion, by our knowledge, and by the fact that this is very, very curated for this audience. It's a really unique category. Humanitarians in Christ that want the science of how to create their highest reality in Christ. That's not really, really out there. And you've heard the testimonials. So keep an eye on your email. If the 800 numbers come out, we will fulfill the orders that have been completed, that you've been communicating back and forth with us. Please be patient. We never know when this is going to go. But think about when you send us an email tonight or tomorrow morning, think about it as an exercise of your heart. That it's you saying, my heart is with the highest that I can bring. And even that, if that's all that happens, even that adds to the beauty that you're going to be bringing to this planet. And that act alone should be celebrated. That's what I have to say for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Well said. And just to be clear, the Golden Bundle 300, if you want both, the Golden Bundle and the MedBed pop-up, I call it, the MedBed classes, those two together would be 300 plus 100 or 400 total, $400 total. And payable using, let's see, what are we using? We're using PayPal. And you don't have to have a PayPal account. You can just let Sue create an invoice for you from PayPal, but you can put your credit card's numbers in and send it back to her, and she can have that run and get it paid that way. That would be the easiest way.
Yeah, that is the easy. Can I read you what Genia just said? She just got the Golden Bundle. I'm extremely happy to finally taking the time to order the Golden Wisdom Bundle. I absolutely love your Golden Wisdom Bundle. I've had the pleasure of listening to the first topic and found it to be most engaging. If only all speakers were as engaging and prepared as you. Truly fantastic. Practical, insightful, extremely helpful, invaluable material information for any humanitarian. Thank you so much, Sue. I appreciate you and everything you've done, blah, blah, blah. You're a great angel. Of course, the Golden Wisdom Package. May God bless you, Jeannie. Thank you, Genia.
Thank you, Miss Genia. Genius.
Yeah, thank you. Genia, genius. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Sounds right. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Okay, Sue, that sounds great. I know a lot of people are going to want to order it. And a lot of people have ordered it that way. But some people just want the MedBed. Some people just want the Golden Wisdom Bundle. But a lot of people are wanting both together. So they'll let you know that in the email that they send. And, of course, make sure you have your phone number and your name in the email so that Sue will have that and she'll be able to match that up when she goes through all these and sends these out. Really important to pay attention and watch your incoming emails. Check your inbox 2 or 3 times a day because you could be looking for something that Sue sent out. And she sent it out 4 hours ago and you haven't even looked at it yet. So keep an eye on that and send that in. Okay. Thank you, Sue. I think that's wonderful. I think I'm already in Thanksgiving mode. I think I'm ready. And those of you guys that are traveling, check your weather forecasts, Weather Channel, everything else, Weather Nation, and see if you're going to be in the clear. Because there's a lot of snow that's coming in out west, and we think there's snow and rain coming in New England. And so just pay attention. I want to make sure everybody is there. Bob, I think we're looking forward to a really good Thanksgiving this year. I'll talk more about that in my segment. But what would you have us know? And what testimonials might you have already that you could read us tonight?
Bruce, thanks. Yeah, so what people can know is that tonight at 5 o'clock, we started a new sale.
Oh, great.
We put an email out to people, and already people are starting to take advantage of it even before the big call started. But what we're doing is we have 5 more products that we're putting on sale, and these are going to be 25% off. And one of them is our Good Night Formula, which people really, really enjoy. And this would be a time, you know, to get Good Night Formula for yourself and anybody you know that's been having trouble sleeping. The other products we're putting on sale is our Total Health System, which is a combination of either 4 or 5 products you get to choose. And the products are our barley and our Boomer Boost, and also vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acids. And these are in separate canisters, and people will say, well, why don't you just put the vitamin D and the omega-3 into the Boomer Boost? And the answer is, first off, omega-3s make powders taste really bad. It's really hard to get the taste okay if you have too much in there. So it's better to just take gel caps. And vitamin D comes in gel caps also. Some people are in the sun quite a bit and might not need to take any vitamin D. Some people are never in the sun and might need to take a lot. And so we didn't want to put a standard amount into the Boomer Boost. We want people to be able to customize it. You can get a test done, see what your level is, and take the amount that you need. And the other thing is Bruce, people can also add the probiotics to that total health system, which is really good. You can take the four products that are in the standard system, but also know how valuable and important the probiotics are, and you can add that to it, and it all comes in one kit. And then people with that get a shaker bottle and the instructions how to use it. And then when you put it onto the subscribe and save program, you get an extra 10% off. So right now, when people buy their total health system, they first get 25% off, then they get an additional 10% off. And that really makes this easily the best health system value for your money, literally anywhere in the world. There's no place you can purchase this number of bioactive compounds in one kit that for this price. If you were to try to go to the health food store and piece this together on your own, it would cost you between 5 and 10 times as much money. So the other thing is, even when people are getting a refill kit, so some people have been getting the total health system for years and they get refill kits. This time when your refill kit comes, not only are you going to get that great discount, but we're going to put in a new shaker bottle for you. Over the months and years, shaker bottles need to be replaced.
Right.
And so for everybody that's doing that, getting their refill kits, we're giving you a new one. And we're also continuing the sale, Bruce, that we already had on for the dynamic combo of Boomer Boost and Barley. If people don't want the whole total health system, they can just get the Boomer Boost and Barley. It's already discounted to be in that combo, and you can get a 20% discount on that, plus another 10% for the subscribe and save program. And also, if you want to just buy individual bottles of Barley and Boomer Boost, those are 20% off as well. So that's what we're going to be doing, you know, through Black Friday and on into the beginning part of December. That sale is going to be going on as long as, you know, for as long as supplies last, all those things. If we get overwhelmed and the inventory starts to go way down, then we'll have to cut the sale off. But in general, we should have plenty. So another thing is, Bruce, I did get a testimonial. We actually got two. And this is a testimonial that is from a person that's been taking our products for a little over a year. He takes the Barley and the Boom Boost, and now he's starting to take vitamin C and magnesium and also lignans, olive leaf extract, and he just added in his Myotrol. And what he said was that he's been undergoing treatments for cancer for a while, and he said that after every treatment, he would get a chill and then run a fever, and it would last for 3 or 4 hours, and it was really disturbing and uncomfortable. But then recently, on his last two treatments, he had no chills and no fever, and he was like, I don't know which supplement was doing it, but boy, was I ever thankful not to have to endure that following the treatment.
And, absolutely.
He said also, since he started a little over a year ago, he's gone from 220 pounds now down to 160 pounds, which is where he wants to be. And then, of course, he puts up again, love your products. Thanks for all you do. And this is something, there's a few points here that are really important. One is, this is a person who's going through cancer treatments. And for many, many years now, Bruce, 13 years, we've been helping people going through cancer treatments. And when people go through treatments, their body reacts, and it needs numerous different substrates in order to respond better. Things like glutathione, things like trimethylglycine that are helping your body to respond better. And in addition, what happens many times with cancer treatments is people will lose muscle weight. And in fact, they'll get so sick and lose so much weight, the doctors have to stop the cancer treatment and hope that the person can recover fairly quickly so they can start the treatment again before the person dies. Right, and when someone dies from cancer, 60% of the time, they lose that battle. They die of muscle wasting before they get the cancer killed. When you use gladiator barley and now also Myotrol, that is not going to happen. People can actually gain muscle weight when they're going through chemotherapy or radiation using these products. And it's not mainstream. There's very few doctors in the world that know about this. But people that are listening to the Big Call should know about this. They should remember it. They should pay attention so that if someone in their family or later, you know, a listener like this man who wrote the testimonial has cancer, you know what to do. You know who to call to get help so that you're not sick during the treatment where you're just dreading it, but rather you're upbeat and able to be, you know, an energetic, healthy type of person going through treatment that can go into the center and encourage others and bring a positive attitude to help other people. And the other thing is this, Bruce, for people to be able in their later life, 60s or 70s, that have started to get adult onset diseases. And the main ones that people have trouble with are heart attacks and cancer, and also Alzheimer's disease and diabetes. Yep. And if you read Dr. Attia's book about longevity and how to live to be 100, that's what he talks about. These are the four things that you have to have a lifestyle and a strategy to avoid. But quite often, and he emphasizes this, Bruce, be sure you start early when you're very young, preventing these things by exercising and following a good diet. That's right. He doesn't really say it, but it's implying that it's going to be too late when you get older, right? Well, yeah. I can tell you, we know that that's not the case, right? If you're 80 years old and you're getting crumbly and forgetful and your muscles are getting weak, all you have to do is listen to the testimonials that we get from people that age. Remember we read one about a month ago, an 84-year-old lady went back to working on her farm?
Yeah.
She was bound, right? And we have hundreds of those. And so the science of nutrition is beyond now what people like Dr. Attia are aware of. They are in the academic type of realm of nutrition science, and they're interviewing certain people, and they're saying, this is the consensus state of the art, do this, right? And it's very good advice that they're giving, but it's not the whole picture. There's five or six super important discoveries and things that people can do that, that they are not yet aware of and are not yet recommending. Yet here on the Big Call, those things are being reported. Peter Attia has not even heard of or spoken to Eric Kurtz yet, who was the discoverer of Myotrol.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but You heard it here first on the big call.
That's
so, so here's something else, Bruce. Is this when it's time for Thanksgiving and the holidays? This for certain people, for some people, can be the most stressful time of the year. For some people, it's glorious. I talked to my friend John the other day, who was so happy. He was jumping in his car to drive from Long Island up to Schenectady. It's like a 3.5-hour drive. Just lived up there. And, I mean, there's snowstorms and 20-degree weather going on up there. Yet he was so happy because he was going to see his family. And this is a man in his 60s, right? And so for him, it's wonderful. For other people, and especially this time of year right after the election, it can be really stressful. But it doesn't have to be, all right? There's a few things that people can do that can make all the difference in the world. And this is a technique I'm going to tell you about right now that I know for certain works because I've used it myself, and I've had feedback from people that I've taught it to that said that it was literally like a miracle. They had no way of anticipating how well this would work. And it's simply this, Bruce. If you have a particular relative that you've been having trouble getting along with over the years, but you want to go to the family Thanksgiving dinner because you want to see your nephews and nieces and grandchildren, whatever it is, brothers and sisters, mom and dad, but you're dreading going, right? Because there's always a fight with this one person, right? And so, and it doesn't have to be one. It could be two or three, you know? And, and this time, like right now, after this election, it could be way worse. So here's what you can do. If you just sit quietly and close your eyes and imagine that person in front of you and look over to the left and imagine their face about 2 feet out away from you and a little off to the left, and look into their eyes, and don't do anything other than just look. And this is the person in their current state, the state that you remember them, and just see if there's anything that that person wants to say to you, and does something come up that you want to say to them, right? And don't do it for very long, 30 seconds, a minute maybe, and then open your eyes, close that vision down, turn your head to the right, and close your eyes again. And this time, bring the person's face up as if it was only their soul essence that is free from all the mind stuff, all the comparative observations, all the ego, all the neuroses, all the stuff that humans tend to gather up like piles of garbage, right? But instead, you're looking only at their pure soul as they were in the eyes of God and when they were born a little baby child. And this time you can linger and look with your soul into the soul of this relative or person. And for as long as you want, look into their eyes and just feel their beautiful soul and send them love. Imagine a beam of white light coming from your heart and from your eyes and just casting love upon them, and then let that light surround them and imagine that it's coming back onto you, and look and see their eyes, imagine their heart, and see that loving light come from them onto you. Now, we know from quantum physics that there's a law of non-locality, right? People can feel this kind of thing even if they're on the other side of the world. Even if they're up in space station, they can feel it, okay?
Sure.
And just watch and see what happens when you go to that family gathering and watch and see what happens with that person. So that's a short-term, quick type of fix, but you also have a couple of other really great tools that probably don't have quite enough time to learn before Thanksgiving, but certainly for Christmas you can get a copy of a book called Nonviolent Communication by Martin Rosenberg and study it with your spouse, study it with somebody else, read it together and practice together the technique in that book. It's equally magical to looking into someone else's soul. And then in addition, learn to do the emotional freedom technique, which you can do for free from my website. Just go to the website, click on podcasts and blogs. There'll be a drop down and you'll see emotional freedom technique. Click on that. There's numerous different videos in there you can watch to learn to do EFT. And there's also, Bruce, a video in the podcast and blog section on NVC, nonviolent communication. And if you simply search bar and type in nonviolent communication, I teach the basics of how to do that in that 30-minute video. Right? And so you can watch that first and then get the book. It'll be one of the greatest gifts you've ever given yourself and the people around you that you could ever give them. And that's it for tonight, Bruce.
Wow.
It is 10:15.
Thank you, Bob. That's excellent. Thanks for all that. That should help a lot of people get along better with one or two people or more that they might have a little bit of a problem communicating with for the holidays. And a lot of people, it is stressful. Some people, like your friend, going up to Schenectady, New York, it's, he's loving it. He's looking forward to it. The snow and everything around Thanksgiving is great. A lot of ski resorts are going to be opening now. I don't know so much about the Northeast, but I know out west they're getting tons of snow in the Wasatch Mountains and in the Rockies. And, it's great if you're a boarder or a skier. This is it. And it sounds like it's going to be a great snow year, really. Hopefully the Northeast will do just as well. Thank you, Bob. That is great. Now, let's say you wanted to jump on Bob's website. How do you get there? Go to bigcalluniverse.com. bigcalluniverse.com, and then when you get on there, that's my site, you go up and you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website, so click on the Boomers banner and it'll take you right in. And then you can go through, you can see the sale items with the drop-down menu, you can see all the podcasts that Bob has done on the footer of the front page or the home page, and you can go and look at a lot of different things, videos, a lot of podcasts. You've got YouTube archived broadcasts there. There's quite a bit that you can learn just by going to his website. And the phone number to call, because this is a really good sale, we'll call it a Black Friday sale, but we're getting it on Wednesday. Today's Thursday. Yeah, we're getting it a little bit just in time. Since today, today's Tuesday, isn't it? Yes. And so you're getting it a few days before Black Friday, but that's good. And you can go to the phone and call if you want to go ahead and order by phone, or if you have any questions about anything, you can call, and the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Now, if I understand you right, Bob, you will not be open on Thanksgiving, but you're going to be open on Wednesday, which is tomorrow, and Friday. So you probably have some people calling in, right, Bob? And that'll work out fine. And just a reminder, we are not planning to have a big call on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. So I'll miss you guys. Bob, Sue, and I will miss you, but we will hopefully, based on the intel, not have to do a call anyway. All right, so I'm going to get into that. Bob, any other last-minute wishes for Thanksgiving for anybody?
Nope, that's about it for now, Bruce. I just look forward to coming back up after Thanksgiving and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
There you go. Exactly. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate all that. That was really good. I love the point is, if you know somebody that has cancer or is about to get treatment, you know, for cancer, make sure that they have what they need so that they won't have the muscle wasting that 60% of the time will take their life before the cancer does. Make sure that they're on Boomer Boost and barley. The Gladiator barley is the one that restores and builds more muscle. Make sure they're on Myotrol and, you know, whatever else you think they need. But that way they have a fighting chance to go through the therapy that they need for cancer treatment. Just something to consider. Now, let's go into where we are in terms of our information, in terms of our timing, and in terms of everything that I wanted to bring to you tonight. So Bob did a wonderful job of explaining all that and giving us some ideas. I would say this. We had been told for a while
she was younger.
That their intention has been for us to have this on or by, no, before or by Thanksgiving. Before or by Thanksgiving, which is the 28th. Today's the 26th. So I have what I believe will be a good intel report to give you guys tonight. Let's start, first of all, with something that you might have seen in the news. There was a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon that will take effect tomorrow morning, local time, Israel, Lebanon, local time, at 10 a.m. in the morning, tomorrow morning. There's still fighting going on now, and if I'm right, it may continue all the way through the night with shelling and bombing and all of that that's happening between those two. It'll probably take place all the way up until 9:59 a.m. tomorrow. Now, I hate to say, but that's my gut on it. It may or may not be right. But starting at 10 a.m., the ceasefire is in effect for 60 days, and President Trump will be back in the saddle, as I like to say, by then, before then, and I think he will convert that into a peace accord in the Middle East very soon, very quickly. And he's already doing things now, way ahead of his inauguration, to get the country in the best shape we can be in. Now, I think that happening tomorrow, Wednesday at 10 a.m., in Middle Eastern time, let's call it, I think that could be significant for us. I think that's saying this is when Jassara can quite possibly kick in for the rest of the world. We'll see. Obviously, that's just a sign that we are that close to having that come into play, Jassara, G-E-S-A-R-A. We in this country have NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A, National okay? National Economic Strategic and Recovery Act. So I believe when we get this, the RV, the emails, our toll-free numbers, we should be getting something about the United States' new currency, the USN, the physical money is the USTN, United States Treasury notes, no longer Federal Reserve notes. The Fed is dead. And so the remnant of it has been absorbed into the new U.S. Treasury, as has the IRS. It's going to be a different deal. The SARA changes everything for us, and it will be visible when we are able to come out of our exchanges, and we'll see some of the effects of that. Now, here's the information that we had. I told you that several sources told us that we should have this by or before Thanksgiving, that President Trump wanted us to have Christmas at Thanksgiving. Okay? So here's where I think we're going. Some of our sources said that the Iraqi dinar, as well as some of the other currencies, I'm sure, all the other currencies, are to be placed on the Forex tomorrow. Now, we've had the fact that they have been traded. We have not seen them on our Forex screens. But the theory is that once the dinar is on the Forex, tomorrow we're off to the races, was how it was put. We're off to the races. We're good to go. We'll get our emails with the toll-free number in it. We'll be able to set appointments and quite possibly start tomorrow. Now, I know this is what we're looking for. Now, another part of information, another piece we got relating to those currencies is that we got information, this came from the U.S. Space Force, that the Vietnamese dong was on an exchange, and this was in the Vietnamese language, and then translated to English, and our people said that it was at just under $4, and it would be between 6 and 8 tomorrow. That's another good sign that the RV is there. Now, when we're saying that, we're talking about bank rates, not redemption center rates. Our rates should be better at the redemption center on every, well, on dinar and dong. And I know they're going to be a lot better on dinar, especially because we know there's a contract rate on dinar that will be offered to us that is extremely high. President Trump wanted to make sure that we had that contract rate available to us. It should be offered to us at the redemption center. Okay? Not at the banks, but at the redemption centers, just so you know. Now, the other piece is another source told us just this evening, like an hour before the big call, that their intention is for this to go tomorrow, like I said, the other one said, about Wednesday, so that we would have money for Thanksgiving and for Black Friday. So Thursday and Friday. So we would have it. Now, let's say this happens. We get our notifications tomorrow. We call to set our appointments. We start, some of us, we start tomorrow, Wednesday. What about Thursday, Thanksgiving Day? the information we're getting from the redemption centers is that most, but possibly not all, will be open Thanksgiving Day for 5 hours. So that's just enough to get so many people in on that day for a short period of time of 5 hours. Now, obviously, if you don't want to schedule it for Thursday and you can schedule it for tomorrow, do it. If you can schedule it for Friday, do it, etc. But if this does start tomorrow, they are anticipating us going in for up to 5 hours to do our exchanges on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. Now, let's say that you had that option versus not going in, and you chose to go in. You certainly could move your Thanksgiving dinner and eat it around your exchange, quite possibly. And it could be that the exchange appointments are in the afternoon, evening. You might miss a football game. You might miss a nap. But it could be an option for you to go then. Okay? So, keep that in mind. If we do get started tomorrow, obviously you're going to call and try to set your appointment to fit your schedule. Okay? And I think that's exciting. From an Intel point of view, I believe that's what we want to hear. That this is going, that it's going before Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow, is the only day before Thanksgiving, and that we would get our exchanges started as early as tomorrow. Don't know what time. We're just going to have to kind of keep an eye on it, watch your emails as they come in, see if you get one from the Wells Fargo, and see if it's what we think it is, which will include the toll-free number. Now, we will put the toll-free number up on our website, bigcalluniverse.com, and we'll also send out an email to the people that wanted the toll-free number. We'll send it as a group email to everybody who has already registered their email for that purpose on our website. That's all you have to do is just put your email in, and you're on the list. If you've already done it, even 2, 3, 4 years ago, it's still there. We have it. You don't have to do it again. If your email has changed, yeah, you'd want to re-enter it. You'd want to put it in, put the new email in. Okay? Because there could be some people that even Wells Fargo doesn't have your new email, or they know who most of the ZIM holders are. They know who most of the currency holders are. Because they were able to get that information from all the dealers, the currency dealers. That was part of what the U.S. Treasury wanted to do. So, I think the best thing we can do is just keep an eye on emails. And speaking of that, Sue has available the Golden Wisdom Bundle, known as the Golden Bundle 300, and the MedBed pop-up, or the MedBed 100. For $100, you get the two courses, the two classes on the MedBed. And a lot of people are bundling those two together, the Golden Bundle 300 and the MedBed 100 together for a total of $400. And they're sending the email to integratedminds@hushmail.com. integrated, minds is minds, @hushmail.com. So that is the best option that you have, would be to get both of them together. And in your email to Sue, let her know, yeah, I'll use the PayPal invoice. Here's my name and here's my phone number, your cell phone number preferably. If she needs to text you about anything, she can do it. Most everything will go to you by your email. Everything will go. But you've got to keep an eye on that email tomorrow. And whenever you're sending it in, whenever you're interested in it, you send her that original email that says, yes, I want the Golden Bundle 300, I want the MedBed 100, or I want both of them together. Whatever, you know, that's your best option is get both. But let's say you want one or the other, just let her know, and she'll get them out as quickly as she can. She's doing them in batches. And so you'll get an email back very quickly with information about your invoice, setting up a PayPal invoice. You don't have to have a PayPal account. Just receive the email, and then you'll see the instructions for the PayPal invoice. You can put your credit card or debit card information in there, and then that can be what PayPal runs to pay for your course or two courses. Remember, you're looking at the Golden Bundle 300, which is $300 for five courses, 20 classes, or you can get the MedBed 100, which is two classes about all kinds of aspects, 65 things that you can ask the MedBed to do for you when you go in for your 15-minute interview prior to going into the MedBed. The same day, but you just have 15 minutes to go over it with the technician or doctor who's waiting on you, and then they enter those things in the computer, so when you jump in the MedBed, boom. You can just have your 30 to 40-minute time frame to get everything done. You come out kind of completely new. Yep. And just so people know, if they haven't heard this before, if you're in your 60s, 70s, even 50s, and you've got medical issues, you can get your age regressed using your DNA and using all the technology and the frequencies and everything that they're using in the MedBed to wind yourself back to a biological age of 28. That's as low as you can go back to. If you're 80 or more, you can wind the clock back 50 years. So let's say you're 82, you can wind the clock back 50 years to the age of 32. Okay? And so on. If you're 85, you get to 35. If you're 90, you can get back to 40. You know? And I think it's terrific. I'm looking forward to going back to the age of 28. And, you know, they're doing this for people with dire need and with ZIM holders, kind of have first priority other than people in super dire need medically. You know, they're just about gone. So we want to get them in there, get them rejuvenated, get them fixed for, you know, a much younger biological age. You still have the chronological age that you have with your regular birthday. That doesn't change. You'll still be so old, you just won't look it. You won't look 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. You just won't. You'll just look like you did when you were 28 or 30 or 35. So I'm excited. Can't wait to get in. And that'll be my Thanksgiving and Christmas present all wrapped into one. So that is the intel that we had for today. A lot of our contacts are under NDAs. It's been tough even to get the intel that we got, that I gave you tonight. Now, it hasn't been easy. But I like what I'm hearing. It makes sense. If they do want us to have this by or before Thanksgiving, tomorrow's our day. So let's keep the faith for it. Let's believe for it. Let's continue to pray for that to occur. Before I fall asleep tonight, let's pray the call out. And also, before I do, I want to thank Sue and Bob, GCK, Jeannie, Pastor Scott, everybody on the SAT team that's getting this call out to an average, we were averaging 18.4 million listeners every Tuesday and Thursday night. Some are higher, some probably lower, but we're staying around 18 or 18 and a half million. And that's great. You know, the call is getting out internationally, and I think that's excellent. So that's what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight. Thank you. Thank you. We will not have a call Thursday night due to Thanksgiving. And hopefully we do receive these emails tomorrow, set our appointments, and can start exchanges as early as tomorrow. Okay? So let's just pray the call out. Lord God, thank you for this information that came in. Thank you for this blessing. Thank you for choosing us to be part of it. And thank you for the fact that we have been chosen to be good stewards of this blessing, not to try to use it all for ourselves or even our own families, but to use it to give back around the globe to humanity so that we can level the playing field so everyone gets a taste of what we've received. Give us a real wonderful Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. Let this blessing come through to us tomorrow. Let the emails come in. Let us set appointments and begin exchanges starting tomorrow. Lord God, we're speaking that into existence, and we're doing it, all of us that are within the sound of my voice on the big call are holding the same intention and prayer for this to go now. Thank you for everything happening. Thank you for this Thanksgiving time of year. Help us to be thankful every day of the year. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And thank you, everybody, again for listening. Thank you for this opportunity for the big call. We will be in touch with you by email, okay? And after this goes and we have a chance to celebrate and get some basic things done, we will be in touch with you about our projects on the big call and how you can be part of those, how you can participate with us in Rebuild America and the Veterans Retreat Network, Rebuild International, and also the Pastoral Retreat Network. We'll let you know how you can participate in that. All right, everybody, have a wonderful night, a wonderful Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, and let's just believe for this to come through as I've been informed. That's what we're hoping for and believing for with positive expectation. That's what hope means, positive expectation in Jesus' name. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful night and a wonderful Thanksgiving.